Blog Talk Radio. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. Why? Because our Lord is good, and his mercy is new every morning, and it is from everlasting to everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellen, also known as the Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor and all glory and all praise and worship and adoration to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give recognition and respect to my pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church, located in Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to my covering, my sponsors, and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought any time of the day on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together in the spirit of unity. All you have to do is type in the Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to get all their study tools, all the things that we use when we get together on Tuesdays and Thursdays to study the Word of God together. And we'll be right back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. All right. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks and pens and paper and all of the things that we use to study the Word of God with on today. Truly, this is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what we may face. You know, when we make that decision, no matter what, Lord, I'm going to trust you. No matter what, Lord, I'm going to lean on you. I'm going to rely on you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to glorify you. I'm going to exalt you. I'm going to magnify you. No matter what, we can never be defeated. Jesus made us more than conquerors. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time, this moment, this opportunity to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, to focus on you, to center ourselves and our minds on you in this moment. This moment is a sacred moment. This moment is a special moment. This moment is your moment, O God. Thank you for this day, another opportunity to give you glory, to give you praise, to give you worship, to serve you, O God, for the privilege and the opportunity to serve you, to be able to come into your presence, Most High God, and fellowship and commune and talk to and be loved on by you. Lord, this is your broadcast. Move by your spirit as only as you can. Father, we pray for the listening audience right now. Lord, you know and you see the need. You know and you see the petitions of their heart. We ask you, O God, to move miraculously in their lives right now. Make yourself real. More real to them than they already know you as. Manifest yourself to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the privilege, the opportunity to sit at your feet, to glean and eat from your table, the things that you will have us to glean and eat on this day. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind the cross so that it is all of you and none of us that is seen, but only you that is glorified on this day. Let whatever our hands go to do, whatever our feet go to do, whatever our mind thinks to do, Lord, let it glorify you and bring you honor. Holy Spirit, I ask that you put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people, O God, on this day. And we thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are so awesome in this place. Abba, our Father, you are awesome in this place. To you our hands we raise. You are so awesome. You are so awesome. You are so, so awesome in this place, mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Wonderful Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name, O God. We give you glory and honor and praise. Lord, we thank you for you, O God, for who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Today's lesson, we will be continuing in John chapter 17, verses 17 through 26, we kind of left off last Thursday in John chapter 17, and we were examining the heart of Jesus as he was praying and interceding for us. And I will be reading from the Amplified Classic Edition, and all of us can follow along in our translations, as we always do when we get together at this time to study the Word of God together. But beginning, I will be beginning at the 17th verse. And Jesus is talking here, and he says to the Father, he says, sanctify them, purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself, make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. So we are sanctified, purified, consecrated, separated unto God, and made holy by his truth. His word is truth, and we know Jesus to be the living word. He says in verse 18, he says, just as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. You see that? Jesus has commissioned us. Those of us who profess the name of Christ, even those of you who are getting ready to give your lives to Christ today, making the decision, the decisive, dedicated decision to follow Jesus, to follow his teachings, to listen to his words and obey his commands, to conform your lives to the Word of God. You have been commissioned by Jesus himself. He says, just as you sent me into the world, as he's talking to his Father, he says, I also have sent them into the world. And so for their sake and on their behalf, I sanctify, I dedicate, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified, dedicated, consecrated, and made holy in the truth. Neither for these alone do I pray. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for all of those. That's where you and I come in. He's talking about us. He said, I'm making this request for all of those who will ever come to believe in, trust in, cling to, and rely on me through their word and teaching. How many have come into the knowledge of God from the teachings of the apostles, from the teachings of Paul, from the teachings of the Bible? How many? We do not know the number. And yet, it is for us in this time, in this dispensation, and will continue long after this dispensation. For his truth endureth to all generations. Jesus said, neither for these alone do I pray. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for those who will ever come to believe in, trust in, cling to, and rely on me through their word and teaching, that they all may be one. If we profess the name of Jesus and we have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior, we are all united, no matter what our differences. Jesus, the Christ, is the bottom line. And he said over in John 15, this is my commandment, that you love one another. This is where the body of Christ, we as the people of God, must understand that the world will know that we are Christ's disciples by the love that we show, by the love and the concern and the care that we give, not just to one another, but to everyone. What is our heart condition? Do you see Jesus' heart condition in this prayer for us? And we are to reflect his heart. Our heart is to reflect his heart. He said that they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me. I have given them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. Did you hear what Jesus said? Listen to what he said in verse 22. He says, I have given to them the glory and honor which you, talking about the Father, have given me. An awesome responsibility, that is. What an awesome covenant that we have been given. He says, I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know and definitely recognize that you sent me and that you have loved them. Listen to Jesus. He's saying that the world may know and definitely recognize that you, Father, have sent me, and that not only have you sent me, but you, Abba, have loved them even as you have loved me. That is so powerful. God loves us just as he has loved his Son. He says, Father, I desire that they also whom you have entrusted to me as your gift to me may be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me, your love gift to me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O just and righteous Father, although the world has not known you and has failed to recognize you, and has never acknowledged you, I have known you continually. And these men understand and know that you have sent me. Talking about his disciples. He says, I have made your name known to them and revealed your character and your very self. And I will continue to make you known that the love which you have bestowed upon me may be in them, felt in their hearts, and that I myself may be in them. How beautiful is that passage of scripture right there? Do you see how precious the Word of God is? Do you see how precious the words of Jesus are to us? Do you see how important it is for us to read and get into the scriptures and study? To show ourselves approved and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal things to us that is hidden in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit in John chapter 14, verse 26, it says, but the Comforter, talking about the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, whom the Father will send in my name. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things. And he will cause you to recall, and he will remind you of, and he will bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. The words of Jesus are so important because in his teachings, in his life, he said in John chapter 17, verse 26, he says, I have made your name known. I have made known the name of Abba, Almighty God, the Creator, Father God. I have made your name known to them, and I have revealed your character and your very self. In the words of Jesus, is in his teachings, God has been revealed. His character, his very self has been revealed. And he continues to make him known through his life. This is the season of which we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. We need to really look at that and look at what God did for us and look at how he rescued us and look at how he loved us and look at how he was mindful of us way back then, before you and I were even thought of, before the foundations of the world. He was so mindful. Of us, of our families, of the children, and he's still mindful. This is why we thank him for the little things. The little things. He does them unconditionally. Sweetly, caringly. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? The Word of God is alive. Jesus is alive. And he lives forevermore. He is the living Word. The Bible is not just a book to read. It is not just a manuscript of history. It is the book of life. Jesus is life. God is life. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life or the soul and the immortal spirit. Only God can do that. And of the joints and the marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. It reminds me of the scripture in Psalms. I'm not sure where it is found, where David said, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." What is our heart condition? We must examine ourselves. And I, just like anyone else, go into my closet and cry and pray and listen to the voice of God and go through ups and downs and circumstances and situations in life. But I go through by faith. I trust and I lean on God, Jesus the Christ. You know, when we sit back and we think of where he brought us from, how he delivered us, and we know that he is faithful. And we can tell ourselves and say in faith, "Lord, if you did it for me back then, you're going to do it again. You are faithful. And I walk by faith, not by sight." God looks at the heart, where are our hearts this day? How are our hearts toward our fellow man? How are we thinking? How are we exhibiting Jesus? We just saw the heart of our Lord and Savior. Way back then when he was praying, he was thinking of us. Right now in this time, in this dispensation, and even all of those that yet have to come. How mindful. Can you see his love? Can you see it? Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. It says, "I, the Lord, search the mind, try the heart, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings." Scripture says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we go to Galatians chapter 5, and we look at verses 22 and 23 in Galatians chapter 5, we know what it is. It is a famous passage of scripture that we understand, which is talking about the fruit of the Spirit. It reads, it says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within accomplishes, the work that the presence of the Holy Spirit within us accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint. Against such things there is no law that can bring a charge. If we sow these seeds, we will reap these seeds. In John chapter 14, verse 21, Jesus says, the person who has my commands and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him and will show and reveal and manifest myself unto him. And I will let myself be clearly seen by him, myself real to him. Jesus said it. He promised it. He will do it. Psalms chapter 139, verse 23. And this should be our prayer every day. It says, search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Search me thoroughly, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Search me thoroughly, O God, and know, be intimately acquainted with my heart. Try me, intimately acquainted with my thoughts. For those of you who do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, let this be the day that your life changes forever. Let this be the day. Give him a yes. Let this be the day that, as he said in John 14, verse 21, let this be the day that he loves you and will show and reveal and manifest himself to you. And let himself be clearly seen by you and let him make himself real to you. Just say this simple prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I repent and turn from my sin. I ask you and I thank you for giving your life for me on the cross on Calvary. I thank you for redeeming me and saving me with your precious blood that you shed for me. I thank you, Lord, that I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you have risen from the dead and that you live right now in me forevermore. Teach me your ways, O God. Show me your face. Help me to be your vessel. Teach me, Holy Spirit, and help me to be the one that you need to use in the lives of others in my lifetime. Let my life be your living testimony, O God. And I thank you that by faith, through your grace, O God, I am saved. I am a new creation in you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for coming into my heart and setting up residence and putting your love and yourself in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For those of you who prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. This is the beginning of the rest of your life in Christ Jesus. There is a celebration happening in heaven on your behalf, because you took the time to make a decisive, dedicated decision today to say yes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And even those who repented came back to the kingdom of God. We say welcome home. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done. Truly, it is an honor and it is a privilege. I count it an honor and a privilege to bring forth the word of God and to share with all my brothers and sisters all around the world, the people of God. For we all are God's people. Some of us haven't realized it yet, but you will. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done. If you have any prayer requests or any praise reports of breakthrough or miracles, that have happened in your life, in your lives, as far as being touched by this ministry is concerned, please feel free to call us at area code 214-897-9554. Again, that is area code 214-897-9554. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done. Truly, it is an honor. This is the day of the rest of our lives. As we walk in the love of Christ, he is love. He doesn't have it. He has it, but he is love. Amen. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, saying, may the Lord bless us continually. May the Lord continue to keep us continually. May the Lord continue to make his most beautiful face to shine upon us. May the Lord continue to be gracious unto us, as he always is and does every day we wake up. And may the Lord continue to lift his countenance and turn his face toward us as he looks upon us so lovingly, so tenderly, so sweetly, so mindfully. And may the Lord continue to give us all his peace, his shalom, his wholeness, his nothing missing, nothing broken, the true fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Purpose on purpose to rejoice and be glad in Jesus the Christ always. And again, I say, rejoice. Until we meet again, God bless you.